The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong.
We are back. Second hour of the National Intel Report, hosted by yours truly, John Stadtmiller, on this first day of December 2016. Isn't that fascinating, folks? It's pretty easy to understand when you break it down into rudimentary, understandable terms about banking. And hardly anybody's paying attention. Amazing. Simply amazing. I have Mark Anderson with me. Hello, Mark. How are you?
Good, John. It's good to be back on. It's been a while.
Well, and why do you sound so good on the air? Are you on a telephone?
No, I'm on Skype. Cool. I've got the ideal setup here in the hotel, I guess.
And you're in a hotel in Phoenix, Arizona for what reason?
Freedom Force International. I'm covering, with the assistance of Ron Avery of Texas, a videographer. I'm here for American Free Press to cover the global warming, an inconvenient lie. It's actually the Congress, as Gia Griffin calls it, the Congress of Freedom Force International, excuse me, and it's to debunk the man-made global warming narrative that the mainstream media spews out, but it goes a couple steps further than that. It really gets into some interesting angles.
Well, Mark, you've written, well, you had a program on this network for quite some time.
Correct.
You were writing for American Free Press. You still write for them?
Yes. I cover Bilderberg and Congress for them mainly, and do some traveling, and spreading my wings some, getting more multimedia, and it's important these days to do that. And there's a lot to debunk. The mainstream media kind of showed its underbelly during the Trump campaign. Whatever one may think of Trump is besides the point.
Right.
The mainstream media is weakened. They're betraying this country for all to see if you know where to look. And it's time to get a new media in place in a very serious manner.
Well, and that has come under attack. And the new moniker they've attached to that is that, well, these people, who are they? You know, this is not real journalism. Anybody can get up on a keyboard and pound out a story and claim that they're a journalist. You know, it's not reputable, and they're not well paid, and they're not, you know, it's the fake news.
You know, I think I hear that a lot. Some British friends of mine on the UK column said those exact words, fake news. And you don't know exactly how fake it is, but you do know that there's a lot of hyperbole, a lot of exaggeration, buku misrepresentation, like the situation in Syria and Aleppo.
Yeah.
That's just spastically wrong. CNN is doing a tremendous disservice to this country with its reporting on Syria. It just cannot be believed. It is not credible in any way, shape, or form.
Well, and, you know, the Russians are now saying that, look, we're doing the mop-up here, and looks like we'll be out of there in Aleppo, at least, by the end of December.
Yeah, kind of like don't let the door hit you on the way out, U.S. forces. I know what you mean. Without getting into tremendous detail, the basic narrative they're trying to shove down our throats is that Bashar al-Assad, and no one is saying he's a absolute, kingly person or a saint, but Bashar al-Assad, they're trying to say that he would bomb his own city just to go after, including citizens, just kill his own citizens just at will, and that he would bomb Aleppo. And then they talk about the insurgency and the rebellion as if they're Luke Skywalker and Princess Leia. And one day they're Luke Skywalker and Princess Leia fighting the forces of evil. The next day they're ISIS and al-Nusra Front and the al-Qaeda that was our enemy yesterday after 9/11. Suddenly al-Qaeda is this quasi-ally. And so you've got this shifting enemy becomes a rebellion, becomes an enemy, becomes a rebellion. All along, Assad is the evil one 10 times over who would just, for the heck of it, just bomb his own cities. And meanwhile, Russia long ago, months ago, showed us they can clean up ISIS here and there and just kind of mop the floor like a custodian. And just look at America and the British forces and whatever, whomever is assisting us and say, just what are you doing exactly? There's so much duplicity and, you know, probable CIA backing behind ISIS. You know, America is just so enmeshed in conflicts of interest that it can't respond in any effective or honorable way.
Well, and it's rather fascinating because basically we had Hillary Clinton. God bless her. I call her the piano-legged lesbian. But we've had this wonderful person out there pushing for war against Russia. Now, you're a journalist. You have to look at things. You do a lot of reading and studying and background. And, you know, I'm looking at Russia right now, economically, socially, culturally, as coming back with a vengeance from their communist days to the point that, Mark, it's almost as if Russia has surpassed the United States and freedom and all this other stuff, and we're going the USSR way.
That was evident, especially when the Edward Snowden episode came up, and all of a sudden the dissident had to leave America and seek refuge in Russia. Only a generation ago, all the dissidents would leave Russia and seek refuge in America. And that's when it was especially evident that something was seriously in reverse here, seriously flipped over on its head.
Well, here in this country, I just love... And I cannot tell you, because I myself do not know the exact numbers of the controlled journalists or talking heads on our mediums in this country today, but my God, it's like sitting down and reading a government propaganda pamphlet rather than news. They're trying to create opinion out of pre-cooked up, pre-digested, pre-planned stories, rather than real white paper journalism. And in the last hour, I don't know if you heard any of it whatsoever, but it was the Canadian CBC that actually did a story, and it's called "The Exchange with Amanda Lang." And she was interviewing Rocco Galati on his suit against the Canadian government with bringing in private banking once again into that country. And it's something that you would never see aired here in the United States. The man was talking about the fiat rig and the commercial international banksters that have had their claws in us for all of these years. And I'm looking at it, and it got exactly 6,901 views on YouTube. And then you go to I don't want to be derogatory here, but you go to the alternative media with some story that's sensationalized, and it gets 1.5 million hits. And I'm looking at this, and I'm going, what? Does anybody understand the core issues? Well, I know there's one guy that does, because you're going to his conference. Freedom Force International, G. Edward Griffin, I think he wrote that little book. What the hell was it called? Oh, Creature from Jekyll Island. that explains that explains about the fiat joke that has been played on us. But you'll get 1.5 million views on a story that I won't call inconsequential, but certainly not prioritizing what is wrong and why we should be talking about a certain subject. You know, not just here and just not here and now, but across the board.
Indeed. Yeah, I'm familiar with the Comer Group in Canada wanting to return the Bank of Canada to its function between 1938 and 1974, where the bank had to operate by law in the public interest and not just be a private for-profit shark.
Oh, did you say waters. Well, that wasn't a joke, public interest, right?
No. I mean, to genuinely operate for the benefit of the public and not just be a piratical, a pirate ship pulling into the waters of a nation state and raping it like the Federal Reserve has done to the U.S. And that you're right, John. Comer and Rocco Galati are trying to get an important lawsuit heard and get it through and at least weaken the Bank of Canada and return it to a more sovereign function and not just be a runaway pirate that would shake down Canada like the Fed shakes down the U.S. And that is an ongoing, important core issue. You're absolutely correct. So even the alternative media can get onto tangents and miss these core issues that need long-term attention as well as quick updates when things happen.
Well, now we're on to Pizzagate, which, in my estimation and that of the opinion of Mike Rivero that is on this network, this is false stuff that's being pushed out there or greatly exaggerated to capture the public's attention, and it's doing exactly that.
Forgive me, I've been on the road. What is Pizzagate?
Hell if I know.
Oh, boy.
But it's capturing everybody's imagination. It has to do with ritualistic, cannibalistic, satanic, I don't know what.
The ritual. I've been on the road a long time today. Why can't I think of it? It's like a satanic cuisine. Gastronomy from hell, right? I forget what it's
Mike,
called.
You were signaling here that you knew what we were talking about. There's a phrase.
No. I was just saying pedophilia. That's what it's supposed to be about, pedophilia.
No. It's not pedophilia.
No,
it's a recipe, a food recipe using human parts and whatever else.
Oh, spirit cooking.
There we go. Spirit. Thank you. I knew if I was asked. Okay, Mike, shut your mic. Shut your mouth, Mike. cooking. Yeah, there we go.
There are people that deal with more esoteric matters and more power to them, but that's not something to get hooked into too much for too long. I mean, I could see where it would be of a passing interest, a curiosity. But, yes, I mean, across the board, there's these fundamental issues like monetary reform that we just mentioned and a number of other things. And what I'm covering here in Phoenix this weekend, dealing with the narrative of man-made global warming and looking at geoengineering and the way kids are being indoctrinated in the man-made global warming thing and the whole human industrialization and agricultural processes that are everyday normal things that we need to survive in the temporal world. And, you know, what are we going to do? I mean, there's always going to be combustion. You combust coal to make electricity. We have combustion when we breathe in oxygen and breathe out carbon dioxide, for crying out loud. There's always going to be combustion. That's how energy happens, the internal combustion engine in your car. That's how it works. So, you know, they're even going to look at how carbon dioxide is actually beneficial in as it's produced and how it, you know, how it works in the ecosystem. So this goes far beyond just saying people screaming about man-made global warming might be out to lunch. This is a factual analysis of that narrative and much more that I'm going to be covering.
Well, and man-made global warming. Is there going to be any information shared with the attendees out there about chemtrails?
In the geoengineering weather modification category, my understanding is yes. And that's important. And I know that that topic can be a little bit of a wrinkle with some people, depending on who you're talking to. Some alternative news outlets don't want to touch it, or at least they don't like the word chemtrails. But what I would argue is that, if nothing else, the atmospheric spraying and atmospheric modification is visible, and it's not behind the closed doors of a boardroom or a Bilderberg meeting. It's right out in the public commons, right where you can see it. Okay? Something is being done.
Well,
what it is, we need to find out.
Well, by the way, Mike, that clip, I forget who the presenter was, at the CFR, Council on Foreign Relations. They came right out, the man came right out and said that, I'm sorry? Well, pull up the clip. How long is that clip? I want you to listen to this. I don't know if you've heard this before. And right. Mike, type the guy's name on my screen so I can read it. Go ahead and play that. This is on the Council on Foreign Relations talking specifically about altering the atmosphere with, guess what? Chemtrails.
Another example is the array of technologies, often referred to collectively as geoengineering, that potentially could help reverse the warming effects of global climate change. One that has gained my personal attention is stratospheric aerosol injection, or SAI, a method of seeding the stratosphere with particles that can help reflect the sun's heat in much the same way that volcanic eruptions do. An SAI program could limit global temperature increases, reducing some risks associated with higher temperatures and providing the world economy additional time to transition from fossil fuels. This process is also relatively inexpensive. The National Research Council estimates that a fully deployed SAI program would cost about $10 billion yearly. As promising as it may be, moving forward on SAI would also raise a number of challenges for our government and for the international community. On the technical side, greenhouse gas emission reductions would still have to accompany SAI to address other climate change effects, such as ocean acidification, because SAI alone would not remove greenhouse gases from the atmosphere. On the geopolitical side, the technology's potential to alter weather patterns and benefit certain regions of the world at the expense of other regions could trigger sharp opposition by some nations. Others might seize on SAI's benefits and back away from their commitment to carbon dioxide reductions. And as with other breakthrough technologies, global norms and standards are lacking to guide the deployment and implementation of SAI and other geoengineering initiatives.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Mike.
That's enough.
The things that fascinate me.
That wasn't just some presenter or just some talking head that, oh, yeah, I might have heard. No. That was John Brennan, CIA director.
Now, that is amazing. And need we say more, John?
But see, when we talk about it, it's a conspiracy theory, or it's just fake news, or you people don't know what you're talking about. I mean, there it is. He's talking about geoengineering, particle injections into the upper atmosphere. That's what the hell's been going on for more than a decade.
The only thing I caught there that is misleading is that I still sensed, and tell me if I'm wrong, that he still had it almost in a future tense, just slightly, like we're about to do it.
That's right.
Or we're strongly considering it, but certainly he was being disingenuous because we see it with our own eyes.
And many people are still in flat denial that that's taking place. And I am just flabbergasted. Don't believe your lying eyes. There it is in front of you. Nothing to see here. Come on, move on. Nothing to see here. Mark, it is credible. It is real. It is palpable. It's provable. But how in the hell do you bring it into the public consciousness? Certainly not through CNN or MSNBC or people listening to Fox News or whatever the hell it is. These are programs that have been classified to the point that I think that you say anything about it, they take your firstborn or eliminate your life. I don't know which, but there's heavy penalty. But there it is, day after day, month after month, year after year. Nothing to see here, folks. Just move along, you tinfoil hat conspiracy theorists. 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years, since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
And folks, they're going to be snooping and pooping even more. The FBI to gain expanded hacking powers as the Senate failed to block what the FBI, they want more. They're not satisfied with what they've got. We all need to be vetted because we're all possibly terrorists. Mark Anderson, global warming. Yeah, boy, I'm telling you, that's a real problem. I mean, down here in Texas, hell, it's 98 degrees right now, and the sun set an hour and a half ago. I'm just teasing.
I know where you're going with that. Just as a housekeeping thing, Jim Lee is the speaker that will be here this weekend for Freedom Force International, speaking on what we just heard Mr. Brennan so ably inform us about before the break, and that's geoengineering, weather modification, and as Jim Lee calls it, the weaponizing of nature.
Well, and he even
hit
upon some points that, you know, well, as we do this program, you know, it geographically and on parts of the planet, you know, it might be wetter, it might be drier. I mean, literally, they've been studying this, and my contention for this one, Anything the government does, Mark, it's got multi-purpose. It's like one of the bills that they'll introduce. Now, somebody in Congress might introduce a bill and it's clean and it's cool, but everybody piles up with amendments and attachments and this, that, and the other, and fouls it to the point nothing ever gets done. I'm looking at this and I'm going, you know, if what is true, that the globalist want to reduce the population of the planet, say 70-75%, let's not quibble, over a couple of lousy billion people, that the time comes that they got to get rid of those useless eaters, because we're just clogging stuff up. They've got the wealth, they've created the wealth, or what they consider to be wealth, to get the power, and now they're trying to hang on to the power. But there's a problem here. Because of these fake news sites that have been putting out this information that's not been prepackaged, pre-digested, pre-programmed for your consumption, that they're starting to lose control. Just take a look around the globe, whether it's Brexit or the EU breaking up. Here in the States, we got our form of it, of Brexit. It's called a Trump or a Trump card. Supposedly, he's going to ditch the TPP and we're going to renegotiate these other things. And yeah, okay, well, we'll see what Mr. Trump does once he gets in office and how much how much cooperation from the corruption in Washington, D.C. he's going to receive.
Such a thin line between those two words, correct?
Yeah. Yeah, it tripped me up.
Yeah, you make some good observations here, John. The Brexit thing is a populist move. Trump supposedly, reportedly, evidently is as well. We can hope that maybe Trump would take a view on the global warming narrative that's put out by the education and academic and media communities in cooperation with the government and the largest corporations. We don't know yet. He has talked about tighter border controls, more border security. He has talked about, as you say, let's pull out of our participation in the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Meanwhile, the Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership, the EU-US-UK trade deal, is weakening. There's some hopeful signs, a little tentative, but they're hopeful. And he's talked about a number of other things, not all good, but he hasn't really said much, if anything, about the climate issues. And certainly about, you know, global warming, as it's commonly called. That's the most common word, along with climate change, the most common way of describing it. So will Mr. Trump add this to his itinerary of monsters to slay and dragons to kill? I don't know. But soon we'll find out what the people at this conference this weekend might think about the new administration. A few changes in Congress, though you'd never know it. The weaponized media at the mainstream level barely told us about the congressional races.
Yeah.
All they talked about was the presidential thing, morning, noon, and night.
Yep.
Until you were heaving out your back door. So from information overload, right? No different than food overload. And so there's a lot of unknowns about Mr. Trump, and that's one of them.
Oh, don't you dare do a Donnie Rumsfeld on me. We know the unknowns that are known. No, I'm just teasing. We got to take a 3-minute break here. We're talking with Mark Anderson, that's out in Phoenix, Arizona, for the conference this weekend, Freedom Force International, and that's G. Edward Griffin's outfit. We'll be back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
We seem to be taking longer bumper breaks here, coming in and out of breaks, because we got a guy with short, determined little steps that's hobbling around on crutches around here. And just going to the little boy's room is a feat unto itself. At any rate, talking with Mark Anderson today. He is out in Phoenix, Arizona, and this weekend. That is Saturday and Sunday for Freedom Force International.
A little bit tomorrow evening as a preliminary thing, and the main day is Saturday. That's the marathon day, according to their schedule, and then Sunday's kind of a summary. And I wanted to mention, along with reading a couple other topics that are going to be here this weekend that are pertinent to our conversation, I wanted to mention that when John Brennan, the CIA guy, the former CIA guy that made that quote to the CFR admitting weather modification and chemical spraying in the atmosphere. And we said a minute ago that he made it sound a little bit like it's about to happen. We're right on the cusp of it. Mm-hmm. But we know it's already happening. We already said that tonight. But I wanted to also add that you'll notice that he made it sound as if it's only about combating climate change and global warming. And that's the other disingenuous part of his comments. And we need to make that front and center. Certainly, it's, as you say, they have many, many birds they want to kill with one stone. It's, if it's about global warming at all, if it's about that at all, which I have my doubts, but if even if it is, it's about much more than that. They're not going to spray the atmosphere to that degree just to try and cool it down a little bit. There's a lot more going on. People can go to AmericanFreePress.net, where there'll be some articles appearing fairly soon about this conference, but they can look up J. Marvin Herndon, H-E-R-N-D-O-N, a San Diego geophysicist who I wrote about a year ago, September, and he says there's much more going on, including getting rid of waste material that is otherwise very difficult to dispose of, much like the fluoride caper. And so,
back up here a second, my friend. Are you suggesting that they're going to be spraying pollutants in the atmosphere to get rid of them, or just to disperse them worldwide?
Well, that's what he contends. It's called coal fly ash, and it's what is captured up the smokestacks when coal is burned, and it cannot be allowed to be put in the atmosphere by regulation, just like they're not supposed to dispose of fluoride through the landfills.
Right.
So they put it in the water supplies. According to Mr. Herndon, according to him, they're doing that with coal fly ash that's not allowed to be put up the smokestack. They capture it, but then they're putting it in the atmosphere, in the troposphere, the part of the atmosphere that we breathe, the lower atmosphere. And he contends that they're doing that for a number of other reasons. And it doesn't look good. People can make up their own minds as to what they believe or to what degree, but I'm simply pointing out that Mr. Brennan was not just being disingenuous about the timing of this spraying that he is admitting openly is happening, but he's also being disingenuous about the purpose.
Well, and the point I was going to make, the final point I was going to make on studying weather patterns, if we note the chemtrail spraying, as I like to call it, usually happens before a front moves in. And I have seen the NOAA weather satellite pictures of the United States where over major cities, all you're seeing is crisscrossing. They're going after the cities, laying down that spraying, and it's almost, you can almost predict it by the weather patterns and weather changes. But Mark, the point I was going to make, if these globalists figure that, well, going on now 8 billion people on the face of this planet, well, if they're so concerned about this carbon footprint and the human beings are causing all this havoc, well, necessarily, it would equate that less human beings equals less pollution. So if they wanted to, say, have a mass die-off of populations, the amount of information they have collected on weather patterns and where that goes, what if somebody decided that to reduce population that, well, they get up there in the troposphere or whatever the heck it is, wherever they're flying at, and start spraying bubonic or maybe pneumonic plague? And they can watch it disperse over major metropolitan areas.
Yes, well said. The thing is that it's one of those issues where you know that certain things are true. They had cloud seeding and the ability to make it rain going back to, correct me if I'm wrong, right about the 1940s, possibly before that. It was in Popular Mechanics and other common magazines of the day. This is not anything new in that regard. And so you fast forward some 70, 80 years, and just like with anything else, you know, we have drones now, we have wireless phones, we have a lot of these things. Just like with anything else, there's going to be a lot of advancement and much of it of a clandestine nature. And so it's just a matter of nailing down the facts. We're painting a big picture here, John. Some of it's a little theoretical, much of it is factual. The job of the journalist is to continue to determine what's factual and separate the wheat from the chaff.
Well, and this push that I now see, and it's going on a global scale, and the reason I brought this up is Angela Merkel came out the other day and suggesting that Germany should restrict certain websites because they consider it to be fake news. Now, that is extremely dangerous because I think the world is starting to wake up, and the only reason they've been able to do that, yeah, certainly they listen to broadcasts such as this, or a network such as this, or the alt-right media, you know, give it a name, I don't care what you call it, are there pogroms out there? Are there asshats out there on the internet posing to be, you know, the talk show host on, you know, a Spreaker that might have 200 people listening to it? Yeah. I've sure. heard some really crackpot stuff. I've seen the crop circles and the alien encounters and all this other stuff mixed in. But on the other side of that, Mark, how would the world have learned about the New World Order or the transnational corporations getting together? They were supposed to have the North American Union. That was supposed to be tied up years ago to mirror that of the European Union, and then they were going to present it that, okay, well, we got this good thing. Why don't we just combine the thing? Voila, there's your total New World Order. But they have missed their timelines, and they're starting to lose the power that they have garnered so far and captivated, I might say, through their fake news outlets. And it's starting to reverse itself, and these people, I don't know what the hell they're going to do. I don't know how worse MSNBC, the only thing that really saved MSNBC and CNN was this past election cycle for president. As you said, you know, we had this little thing, weren't senators and Congress critters being elected, and all that went out the window, and day after day, almost, Mark, for 18 months, been occupied, president, this, President Clinton, Trump, you know, whatever. It's been this madcap theater of distraction.
Madcap theater of distraction. That would be what they should call themselves. I'll tell you, it misfires on so many cylinders that I almost don't know where to begin. I mean, it starts with that they don't even tell you about all the political parties and all the candidates. There were actually well over a dozen, if not a couple dozen, actual political candidates for president. There are a number of parties that people rarely, if ever, hear about. The media doesn't challenge the commission, the private commission on presidential debates. Challenge them on saying we got to get the other parties up there and allow them to take part. They narrow it down to the two parties, and you know the propaganda and the voter fraud and the election fraud happens well before they program the election voting machines, the electronic machines, or any other manipulation. They do it at so many different levels, and the media, instead of trying to get everyone a fair hearing, ensures that it's only the two dominant parties. They raise the money, and then where do they give those advertising dollars after they raise the money? The very media that's winnowing everything down to only Coke and Diet Coke to choose from.
There you go.
The Gambinos, so they are not
I was just going to say the Gambinos and the Genoveses.
They're not a disinterested party. The key of journalism, one key, is you have to be disinterested. You can't have an ulterior motive or skin in the game to where you profit from a two-party system and you make millions and millions and millions of dollars. You know, Anderson Cooper's salary is being paid by some of Donald Trump's ad dollars, by some of Hillary Clinton's ad dollars.
That's true. That is true.
You know, so they have a vested interest in only giving us Diet Pepsi and Diet Coke. And so, I mean, it's such a mind you know what on so many levels that but this time around they got into such hyperbole, such obsession with the presidency, as if we're supposed to, I mean, what's this idea that we're supposed to put all our stock in one person anyway, no matter who they are?
That's right.
I mean the whole idea that one person can ride in on a white horse and save us all is at best questionable and at worst quite dangerous or hazardous. And so you know, we're supposed to worship the presidency. Oh, the president. Has the president been briefed yet? Oh, you know, the West Wing, all these drama shows come on TV. The president, ladies and gentlemen, this is the president. And they sell us on this autocrat, you know. And we're supposed to be a democratic republic where the states and localities do a lot of the lifting, and the federal government is just supposed to be, you know, mind the shores, mind the coasts, you know, deliver the mail, a few sundries, and go home.
You mean,
but that ain't happening.
A democratic republic? You mean it's not a democracy, Mark Anderson? I am aghast.
Well, you know, Ron Avery, my well-known friend, he's kind of the Thomas Jefferson of South Central Texas. He's made himself known, and he's run for Congress once. He works with me on videos and whatnot, and he points out that, you know, the government is so far from the constitutional order that it's as if they're dissolved. In other words, it's kind of an imposter state. One could take this point of view. Some people cringe when they hear what I'm talking about. In other words, if you vote for this imposter state that's so contrary to the original Constitution, you're basically giving your credence, your certification, your consent to that imposter state. So one of the most effective forms of voting would be if everyone didn't vote at all.
Well, speaking of voting and the presidential race, of which it came down to Hillary Rodham Clinton, and I just shorten that, piano leg lesbian, versus the Donald J. Trump. Let me get all of that in there. When you were watching, did at any point in time when they finally winnowed the field down to, as you said, Diet Coke and Diet Pepsi, did it occur to you that Hillary Clinton put her campaign on cruise, that she thought she was dead sure shoe-in for the presidency?
It seemed that way. Certainly the media, other than a few aspects of Fox News, wanted it that way. Sean Hannity didn't, and a few others on there that seemed to give Trump a little more balance. But the media wanted Hillary. Hillary seemed pretty smug, except when she got sick and had to be carted off in New York City and some other places and lifted in a van like a bundle of newspapers and tossed in there and taken somewhere. And so, you know, maybe her own hubris got the best of her, or maybe it was just genuine health breakdown from all the stress, the powers that be wanting her in there, even the Bushes were told. And so, you know, she certainly seemed like she thought she had it in the bag. I think maybe we were saved by maybe a little bit of divine providence, in the sense that people finally saw, at least enough people finally saw, that the Clintons have had their day in the sun and they have just got to go home and stop tormenting us.
Well,
and hopefully we turned a corner there.
Well, it was fascinating when they had the entire field, the Republicans had the entire field, and there were 16, and I'd never seen anything like this before, 16 people vying for POTUS there, and there was Mr. Bush, stage left, old Jeb, just a good old boy, Jeb. And I don't know if you caught this or not, Mark, but the actual feed there up in the box seats was Daddy Bush, cocked back in his, I guess, little wheelchair or whatever the hell he was sitting in. And they caught it at exactly the moment where he gave him the old Illuminati throat slit, signaling to Trump, "You're done." And I'm sitting here and I'm watching this and I'm going, did anybody else just see what I saw?
Yes. Igor just seems to keep going, doesn't he? The wheelchair, the ill health, and yet there he is trying to call the shots.
Yeah.
I saw that. Some people had covered it in the alternative news, what I want to call the proper news. Sometimes I don't even want to call it alternative news.
I don't either. And that thought just occurred to me when you said that. We should be talking. We are the news.
That's right. That's where this all has to go, ultimately, so people understand. I mean, Daddy Bush was in the CIA. He was in Skull and Bones. The number 322 means something. This isn't theory. He was there. So was Prescott, his dad. And, you know, the joke is that all his kids just do what dad says. You know, dad, I don't want to run for president. Yes, you do. Well, you go. Okay. You know, so dad is in charge and he seems to want to hang on to that, as you just illustrated, till the last possible moment, till his last terminal breath, before he goes to that great Bilderberg meeting in the sky. and it shows how the Bushes don't want to let go. And, that is an ominous sign. I guess one could misinterpret what he was doing. But you got it. When you're dealing with someone like the Bushes, you have to, unfortunately, assume the worst.
Well, I mean, folks, I mean, think about this. Was George Jr., was he presidential material? I mean, this guy couldn't string two sentences together. I mean, simple quotes that an eighth grader could quote out of history, he would screw up. He was not a very bright man, which to me did one thing, Mark. It just illustrated the deep state and control of that office behind the scenes.
Certainly, and Hillary is not stupid, but so morally compromised, so, well, let's just face it, off her rocker. You know, some of her twitching and bizarre behavior, you know, wide-eyed, kind of twitching physical.
I love that one where she looked like a bobblehead doll, and it scared the hell out of a reporter. She thought...
Yes.
Yeah, I looked at that, and I thought, and that was explained away by what? The media never touched it. It was the news or the alternative media that said, wait a minute, what the hell was that?
And this is what the media is trying to sell to us. You know, here's Hillary Clinton. Don't mind her behavior too much. Just buy this package. You know, there's a warranty. Don't worry.
Nothing to see here.
We'll honor the warranty.
Yeah. Right. Hang on. We got to take a 3-minute break. We'll come back in summation here with Mark Anderson right after this.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Bigger, 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 b
I have been good, Johnny. I've only mentioned the piano leg bitch three times. I'm sorry. Can we say that word on air? Pregnant dog?
No. Delete.
Delete, delete. I'm sorry. It's traveling 186,000 miles a second. I can't possibly run fast enough to recapture it. Sorry. Already out there. Look, Mark, I appreciate all of what you've done over the years. I mean, you've been steadfast. You've been unwavering in your approach to the news and journalism and writing, which is an art. The best art that is, if you've got a good idea or you've got something on your mind, you got to be able to communicate it effectively. And you've always been able to do that, and I greatly appreciate that. That's not something that everybody is born with, or you go to some college someplace and get a journalism degree, and voila, there you go. You know what the heck you're doing. So I've always admired and appreciated all of what you've done throughout the years. And can we be looking forward to more of Mark Anderson on this network, maybe?
Oh, absolutely. News reports and anything else that might serve the purpose of putting forth the right kind of media, as the MSM, as they're sometimes called, goes down, maybe slowly, slower than we would like, in flames. And it's time for that. It's time to turn the page on the mainstream media. That has to be a clarion call across the board. It is time to turn the page.
Well, take a look at how many people. I mean, you got Gary Franchi and Alex Jones, and you've got this person doing Mike Rivero does it out of the back room of his house. I mean, you've got all these people that will put an image up there and then report the news. I mean, there is such a bastion out there. If somebody really wanted to create a new network, there's a litany of talent that can be utilized out there and brought to bear, hone it to a fine point, and drive it through. I mean, it is time. I think pretty much all the people that voted for Trump, all the people that are sick and tired and disgusted with his government and its ineffectual nature, I mean, it's just, it would take me a half hour even to bring enough adjectives to bear to describe this thing that is called now the United States government. But, Mark, this, I think, is a real possibility in the future, and I think the time to strike on this deal is now. The planning stages of, you know, it's time that a new network comes to bear and backed with enough money that we're not spitting and chewing gumming and trying to paste things together, actually sending real journalists doing real stories to go out and capture their microphones or their notepads or their recorders up in these people's faces, but asking the right questions.
Oh, absolutely. You know, one of the things is I don't think the First Amendment to the Constitution was intended to take something like the Federal Communications Commission and have five or six families own all the big media outlets and have a few well-connected families and bloodlines and whatnot own all the newspapers and tailor that to keeping a corporatocracy, a collusion between corporations and government and banks. And making that the organ of information and the media serving that. It's more, the First Amendment was more about pamphleteering, if you want to call it that. It was more about challenging the power structure so there's a balance between the individual and the state.
Truth to power, man.
That's it. It's not, I don't even think that what we have is a media in the intended sense.
Yeah. It's, yeah, you got my full agreement there. Mark Anderson, I appreciate you getting a hold of me. We're able to spend this hour on air. Give us a looky-see of what's going to be going on this weekend. And I'll be looking forward to more information from you, sir. I greatly appreciate it.
Very good. Thanks, John. There'll be some stuff on AmericanFreePress.net soon, and we'll talk soon and keep the real news flowing.
I will do so, sir. Thank you, and thank you all for being here today. We'll see you tomorrow.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible?
Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.